This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the core framework helps you stay grounded during patient hearing with a difficult person. Four pillars that keep you steady when listening feels almost impossible. In short, patient hearing with a difficult person does not come naturally under pressure. Structure does what willpower cannot. The core framework gives you four pillars: clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. Each pillar addresses a specific way people break down when listening to someone who is hard to hear. Applied in sequence, they turn a reactive moment into a grounded, productive exchange. Definition: patient hearing framework refers to a structured system for listening fully and calmly to a difficult person without becoming reactive or defensive. The core framework, outlined in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, provides four sequential pillars designed to sustain that quality of listening under real pressure. I have watched people with the best intentions walk into a hard conversation and fall apart within the first 3 minutes, not because they were weak or uncaring, because they had no structure to hold them steady. The other person said something sharp, or repeated the same complaint for the fifth time, or crossed a line, and every good intention dissolved into a defensive reply. That is the moment patient hearing collapses, and it does not collapse because you stopped caring. It collapses because caring alone is never enough. Patient hearing, the kind that stays intact when someone is difficult, hostile, or deeply frustrating, demands a reliable system underneath it. And Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the core framework as exactly that system, a four-pillar structure you can reach when the pressure strips away everything else. This article teaches you each pillar in full and shows you how to use them together. Why instinct alone breaks down during patient hearing. Here is the truth of it. When someone is being difficult, your nervous system does not know the difference between a difficult conversation and a physical threat. Your amygdala fires. Your rational thinking dims. You stop listening and start preparing your defense. This is not a character flaw. It is biology. The problem is that most people respond to this by trying harder to stay calm. They grit their teeth and tell themselves to listen. That works for about 90 seconds. Then the other person says something that hits a nerve, and the grip slips. Willpower runs out. Structure does not. As I write and Say It Right Every Time, relying on instinct is like trying to navigate a storm without a compass. You are tossed about by the winds of emotion, and you are likely to end up shipwrecked. A framework is your compass. It gives you a specific action to return to each time the storm picks up. The four frameworks below are drawn from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time. Each one addresses a different point of failure during patient hearing. Together, they form a complete system. The four core frameworks for staying grounded while listening. Framework 1. The core framework. What it is. A four-pillar master system for difficult conversations built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. Applied in sequence, it gives you a stable structure from before the conversation starts to the moment it ends. What it is designed for. Any high-stakes conversation with a difficult person where your composure is at risk. It is particularly suited to patient hearing because each pillar directly counteracts one of the four ways people stop truly listening. How it works. Number 1. Clarity. Before the conversation begins, get clear on what you want from it. What is your core message? What outcome would you consider a success? Clarity prevents you from losing your thread when the other person pushes back hard. Without it, you spend the conversation reacting to them rather than holding your purpose. Number 2. Openness. During the conversation, stay genuinely open to what the other person is saying. This means spending your conclusions long enough to actually hear them. Openness is not agreement. It is the willingness to receive information before judging it. Number 3. Respect. Deliver your perspective and hold your boundaries through behavior, not superiority. Focus on what the other person has done, not who they are. Respect makes it possible to stay in a difficult conversation without it becoming an attack. Number 4. Empathy. Acknowledge what the other person is feeling, even when you disagree with what they are saying. Empathy reduces defensiveness on both sides. It makes the other person feel heard enough to actually hear you back. When to use it. In any planned difficult conversation, it works best when you've even a few minutes to prepare beforehand. When not to use it. It requires some preparation time. If you're ambushed mid-meeting, move to the 3-second pause framework 3 first, then return to core when you have a moment to center yourself. Example: a colleague confronts you angrily about a decision you made. you had used your clarity preparation to know your purpose. When they escalate, your openness keeps you listening rather than interrupting. You stay respectful by responding to their specific concern, not their tone. Your empathy lands the acknowledgement. I can see this landed badly for you. That was not my intention. Eamon's note. I have used this framework in conversations that I was genuinely dreading. The order matters. You cannot lead with empathy if you have no clarity about your own purpose. Build the foundation first. Framework 2. The Clarity Checklist. What it is. A 5-item pre-conversation preparation tool. Before you sit down with a difficult person, you run through 5 questions to ensure you're ready to listen as well as speak. What it is designed for. Preparing your mind for patient hearing. Most people prepare what they want to say. This checklist prepares you to receive what you are about to hear. How it works. Number 1. Core message. State your main point in one sentence. What is the single thing you need this person to understand? Number 2. Desired outcome. Name a specific, realistic result. Not I want this to go well, but I want us to agree on how we handle client escalations going forward. Number 3. Supporting points. Identify 2 or 3 facts or examples that back your position. Having these ready stops you reaching for vague generalizations when challenged. Number 4. Personal motivation. Ask yourself why this conversation matters to you. Knowing your why keeps you grounded when the conversation gets uncomfortable. Number 5. Listening readiness. Ask yourself, am I genuinely prepared to hear something I may not like? If the answer is no, you are not ready. Wait, or find a way to get there first. When to use it. Any time you can prepare in advance. 5 minutes with these 5 questions is enough. When not to use it. It does not apply to spontaneous conversations. In those situations, move directly to the 3-second pause. Example. Before meeting a team member who has been resistant and dismissive, you write down your core message, your desired outcome, and honestly answer the listening readiness question. You realize you are angrier than you thought. You give yourself 10 minutes to settle before walking in. The conversation goes completely differently. Eamon's note. That 5th item, listening readiness, is the one people skip. It is also the one that matters most. You cannot practice patient hearing if you walk in with your defenses already up. Framework 3. The 3-second pause. What it is. A micro-intervention technique. When emotions spike during a conversation, you pause for 3 full seconds before responding. It sounds almost embarrassingly simple. It is one of the most powerful tools I know. What it is designed for. Interrupting the amygdala hijack in real time. When you feel the pull to snap back, defend yourself, or simply stop listening, 3 seconds creates just enough space for your rational brain to re-engage. How it works. Number 1. Notice the spike. You feel the heat rise, chest tightens, jaw sets, the urge to interrupt surges. That is your cue. Number 2. Do not speak. Hold the pause. Breathe once, slowly. 3 seconds is enough. Number 3. Return to what was said. Ask yourself, what did they actually say? Not what you feared they meant. What were the words? Number 4. Choose your response. Now you respond from a considered place rather than a reactive one. When to use it. In the moment, every time emotions spike. It requires no preparation and no time. You can use it 10 times in a single conversation. When not to use it. If the conversation has deteriorated past the point of recovery, the pause alone will not save it. At that point, use the postpone option. I think we are both too emotional to have a productive conversation right now. Can we agree to talk about this tomorrow at 10 a.m? That script, from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, gives both people a dignified way out. Example. A difficult person accuses you of undermining them in front of the team. Your instinct is to defend yourself immediately. Instead, you pause. 3 seconds. You hear the actual accusation rather than the emotion behind it. Your response addresses the substance. That was not my intention. Tell me what you saw happen. Eamon's note. After decades of getting this wrong, I can tell you that most escalations happen in the first 3 seconds after a trigger. Close that gap, and you change the whole conversation. Framework 4. The empathy bridge. What it is. A technique of acknowledging the other person's feelings or situation before delivering your own response. You build a bridge between their emotional state and the conversation you need to have. What it is designed for. Lowering defensiveness so that genuine patient hearing can flow in both directions. When someone feels unheard, they become louder, more repetitive, and less rational. The empathy bridge addresses that directly. How it works. Number one, name what you observe. I can see this has been really frustrating for you. Number two, acknowledge the impact. That kind of uncertainty is hard to sit with. You do not need to agree with their interpretation. You only need to acknowledge that their experience is real. Number three, invite them forward. I want to understand what happened from your side. This signals that you are not just tolerating their presence. You are genuinely choosing to hear them. When to use it. When the other person is emotionally activated, repeating themselves, escalating, or shutting down, use it before you deliver any challenge, correction, or redirect. As I explain and say it right every time, the principle here is simple: connect before you correct. When not to use it. If the empathy bridge is not genuine, the other person will sense it immediately. Do not use it as a manipulation technique to soften someone up before attacking them. It works because it is real. Example: a difficult team member has been complaining about a process change for weeks. Instead of defending the decision again, you say, "I hear that this change has created a lot of extra work for you. That is not what we wanted. Tell me what the biggest problem has been." The conversation shifts from complaint to problem solving within 2 minutes. If you want to explore how this technique strengthens team dynamics more broadly, how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy is worth reading alongside this. Eamon's note: naming an emotion does something to the nervous system. When someone hears their experience named accurately, the urgency drops. The science of why this works is fascinating, but the practical effect is what matters. The room gets quieter. Choosing the right framework for the moment. Not every conversation calls for all four frameworks at once. Here is a simple guide to help you reach for the right one. Situation primary framework. Why? You have time to prepare before the conversation. Clarity checklist builds your foundation before you walk in. You are mid-conversation and emotions spike. 3-second pause interrupts the reactive cycle in real time. The other person feels unheard or is escalating. Empathy bridge lowers defensiveness before you redirect. Any planned difficult conversation, start to finish core framework covers the full arc from preparation to close. Conversation has broken down and needs to stop. Postpone script from 3-second pause preserves dignity and buys time for recovery. The core framework is the master structure. The clarity checklist, 3-second pause, and empathy bridge are the tools you reach for within it. Think of core as the scaffold and the others as the specific instruments you pick up at different points in the build. When a conversation is going particularly badly and has already broken down, the recover method gives you a specific repair structure to rebuild from. And if you want to understand what makes these frameworks work at a deeper level, how psychological safety enables honest communication shows you the conditions that make patient hearing possible in the first place. Where these frameworks break down in practice. Even good tools fail when used incorrectly. These are the most common mistakes I see. Using the empathy bridge without genuine intent. Why it happens. People learn the words, but not the spirit. They say, "I understand how you feel," while their posture and tone say something entirely different. What to do instead? If you are not yet genuinely open to the other person's perspective, use the 3-second pause first. Get yourself to a place where the empathy bridge is real before you deploy it. Skipping the clarity checklist because the conversation feels urgent. Why it happens? Urgency creates the illusion that there is no time to prepare. In reality, 2 minutes of preparation can save 40 minutes of circular argument. What to do instead? If you genuinely cannot prepare, at least name your desired outcome silently before you begin. One clear sentence is better than nothing. Treating the 3-second pause as a performance. Why it happens? People use the pause to look composed rather than to actually re-engage their thinking. The pause becomes theatre, and the reactive response still comes. What to do instead? During those 3 seconds, ask yourself one specific question. What did they actually say? That question redirects your attention from your reaction to their words. Waiting for the other person to use these frameworks too. Why it happens? It feels unfair to be the only one doing the careful work. That feeling is understandable. It is also irrelevant. What to do instead? You cannot control how the other person shows up. You can only control your own structure. In how to use the core framework to restore team synergy after a breakdown, I show how one person using this framework consistently can shift the dynamic for an entire group. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments The ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building the muscle, a realistic practice plan. A framework you only use under ideal conditions is not much of a framework. The goal is to reach for these tools automatically when the pressure is highest. That takes deliberate practice over time. The 60-day transformation plan in Chapter 12 of Say It Right Every Time lays out a full progressive sequence for building exactly this kind of muscle memory. The core principle is straightforward: start with low-stakes conversations and work upward. Do not attempt your most feared interaction first. Practice the empathy bridge in small, daily moments with a colleague who frustrates you mildly, or in a team meeting where you feel the urge to dismiss someone's concern. Practice the 3-second pause every time you feel the impulse to interrupt. By the time you face the genuinely difficult person, the tools are no longer new. They are familiar. Your hands know where to reach. That is the difference between reading about patient hearing and actually practicing it. How to use the core framework to stay calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction is a strong companion for this practice phase, because the moment someone pushes back on your feedback is exactly when patient hearing is tested hardest. Keep a brief daily log. What conversation did you have? What framework did you reach for? What went well? What would you do differently? Progress in communication is not linear. Some days you will feel like you're going backwards. Keep showing up anyway. The roots grow slowly, but they grow deep. Also worth reading as you build this practice: how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, and how to use the empathy bridge before delivering critical feedback. Both show you how patient hearing and speaking well reinforce each other. What you actually carry into the room. Let me tell you something I learned the hard way. The most important moment in any difficult conversation is not the one where you speak. It is the one where you choose to keep listening. That choice, made deliberately in the face of frustration or hostility, is what patient hearing actually means. It is not passive. It is an act of strength. The core patient hearing framework gives you 4 places to stand when the ground shifts. Clarity keeps your purpose clear when the conversation tries to pull you off it. Openness keeps the door of genuine understanding from slamming shut. Respect holds the exchange together when it would be easier to fight or flee. Empathy builds the bridge that makes real communication possible at all. You deserve conversations that go somewhere. Difficult people do not get to take that from you. Not when you have the tools to stay grounded. Frequently asked questions. What is a patient hearing framework? A patient hearing framework is a structured approach to listening fully and calmly to a difficult person without becoming reactive or defensive. The core framework, outlined in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, provides 4 sequential pillars designed to sustain that quality of listening under real pressure. How do you use the core framework for patient hearing? Apply the 4 pillars in sequence. Get clarity on your purpose before the conversation. Stay open to what the other person says. Show respect through your behavior and use empathy to acknowledge their feelings. Together, these prevent reactive listening and keep you grounded throughout. Why is patient hearing so hard with a difficult person? Difficult people often trigger your emotional alarm system, what neuroscientists call the amygdala hijack. When that happens, your capacity for rational listening shuts down. Without a framework like core to follow, most people default to defending themselves rather than genuinely hearing the other person. What is the 3-second pause, and how does it support patient hearing? The 3-second pause is a micro-technique from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time. When emotions spike mid-conversation, you pause for 3 seconds before responding. That brief gap interrupts the reactive cycle, re-engages your rational thinking, and makes genuine patient hearing possible again. When should I use the empathy bridge during patient hearing? Use the empathy bridge when the other person is visibly frustrated, repeating themselves, or escalating emotionally. Acknowledging their feelings before you respond or redirect lowers their defenses and creates enough safety for a real conversation to happen. It works best before delivering any challenge or correction. Can the core framework work when I strongly disagree with what I'm hearing? Yes, patient hearing does not mean agreeing. It means listening fully before you respond. The core framework gives you the structure to stay composed while hearing something you dispute, so your eventual response is clear and grounded rather than reactive and dismissive. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.